Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Always an honor to be on your show.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Yeah, let's start in the low country this time. Let's talk about batteries, but not the EV kind. Shocking, I know. German industrial giant Siemens has entered the battery manufacturing arena in South Carolina. The company has formed an alliance with Controlmatic, a power generation company, and its subsidiary, Comega Energy, a battery manufacturer, to create a sustainable battery manufacturing ecosystem that includes South Carolina. The companies will collaborate to expand the U.S. battery energy storage industry. Of course, Comega is building a $300 million lithium ferrophosphate, or LFP, battery factory in Colleton County. As part of the project, Comega will be standardizing on Siemens automation equipment and software solutions.
Yeah, and what a shock. Not EV
I know,
batteries.
Right? I did want to mention there is a educational component to this because the University of South Carolina is part of the alliance or working with Comega to build a pilot battery production line featuring Siemens automation and software solutions. So we've got some Gamecock action in there too.
All right, great. So anything else in the low country you see?
Yeah, switching gears, the once sizzling commercial real estate construction industry has cooled off considerably in the Lowcountry. According to the latest market report from Avis & Young, the boom in construction starts seen in 2022 has subsided, with only around 2.5 million square feet of industrial space anticipated to break ground in 2024. That is a huge drop from the nearly 12 million square feet of space under construction in 2022. In fact, Charleston's industrial commercial construction starts are expected to recede to pre-2020 levels. There's a bit of silver lining, though, with that. According to the report, yeah, the slowdown in new inventory should allow demand to catch up with a rapidly growing supply. So they're spinning that a little bit of a positive spin there.
All right, where are we moving next?
Yeah, let's go up to the Midlands. Prisma Health has broken ground on a massive project. It's a new multi-specialty medical facility in Northeast Columbia. The 135,000 square foot Northeast Columbia Medical Park. This is a $128 million investment, by the way. It's in the Killian's Crossing development. It includes primary and specialty care, physical therapy and rehabilitation, imaging, retail pharmacy, lab, and outpatient surgery, and will feature four state-of-the-art operating rooms and 110 exam rooms. So that's a big-time facility coming from Prisma there that will service Northeast Columbia. A quick note, Scout Motors, they marked a construction milestone at its $2 billion Blythewood Production Center. Construction crews erected the first steel support beams at the 1,100-acre site. So things are taking off there with Scout.
All right, so we've got just about a minute left. What else do you see?
All right, we're wrapping up with South Carolina's newest professional baseball team now has a new name and logo up in the upstate. The Hub City Spartanburgers pays tribute to Spartanburg's history as a major railroad hub while also giving a nod to the city's rich food history. We all know that Denny's is headquartered there in downtown Spartanburg, and that probably explains why the logo is a hamburger holding a bat and wearing a conductor's cap. We'll see how that competes with the Savannah Bananas of the world.
Okay. Well, you know, minor league baseball is supposed to be fun, right?
That's right.
All right. Now, what else do you have?
All right. On a manufacturing front, a manufacturer of carbon bicycle rims based in Germany has been acquired by a new group in South Carolina headed by Greenville-based wheel manufacturer Boyd Cycling. The new company, Munich Composites SC, will continue to produce carbon fiber bicycle rims in Europe and expand production into Spartanburg County in a new facility there. So bicycling industry big time up in the upstate.
It is. And in fact, we are interviewing Nicole Johnson, one of the co-founders of Boyd Cycling. And that will air in just a couple of days on Wednesday, and she'll talk about all of this.
Oh, great. I'll be sure to tune into that one.
All right. Very- Well, Jason, as always, thanks for your time and the update.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes multiple business journals across our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.